The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.
Welcome to the Gospel Road. We're going to look at Ecclesiastes 7 today. It says, a good name is better than a precious ointment, and the day of the death than the day of birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For this is the end of all mankind, and living will lay in the heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by sadness of face the heart is made glad. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of fools. This also is vanity. Surely, oppression drives the wise into madness, and a bribe corrupts the heart. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools. Say not, why were the former days better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and an advantage to those who see the sun. For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. Consider the work of God, who can make straight what has made crooked. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made this one as well as the other, so that man may find out anything that will be after him. In my vain life, I have seen everything. This is a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his evil doing. Be not overly righteous, and do not make yourself too wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Be not overly wicked, neither be a fool. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you should take hold of this, and from that withhold not your hand, for the one who fears God shall come out of both of them. Wisdom gives strength to the wise more than 10 rulers who are in the city. Surely, there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. Do not take heart all the things that people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. Your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. All this I have tested by wisdom. I said I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which has been is far off and deep, very deep. Who can find out? I turn my heart to know and to search out and to seek wisdom and the scheme of things and to know the wickedness of folly and the foolishness that is madness. And I find something more bitter than death, that the woman whose heart is snares and nets and whose hands are fetters. He who pleases God escapes her, but the sinner is taken by her. Behold, this is what I found, says the preacher, while adding one thing to another to find the scheme of things, which my soul has sought repeatedly, but I've not found. One man among 1,000 I found, but a woman among these I have not found. See, this alone I found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. Ecclesiastes 7. It's been a rough week. Been a rough few weeks. I think I've probably said that for a while, but things happen. One thing that pops out right off to me is in 21. It says, do not take to heart all the things that people say. I'll be honest, that's something I am not good at. Because you say something to me and it kind of penetrates right there. And I've been like that since I was a kid. And I'm sure a lot of it is my lack of confidence, my lack of faith in myself, belief in myself. not a lot of encouragement. So the motivation that I've had to do over my life, it's been through me. The encouragement that I had to do has had to be through myself. You know, not a lot of mentors that taught me a lot. I had a few, and most of it was by observation, not a lot of conversation, because, you know, as many who know me, I do not talk about me very well, or even the best. In fact, this just happened to me this past week, that something was said, and of course it went right to my gut, right to my heart. Felt empty. And that is how I feel, and that is who I am. It's rough, it's hard, but you need to really be cautious with that. So when someone says something, and maybe they're just putting it out there, and maybe putting it to a group, and then if you're like me, who just kind of lives with that guilty conscience every day, because I do, it might always be for you or about you, but we just need to be careful. We need to be cautious. You know, these are important things. I mean, Ecclesiastes 7 starts out about, you know, a good name is better than a precious ointment. Because sometimes it is our name. That's what we have. That's what we need to remember. That is what we need to know. Because the name is what's important. Sometimes sadness isn't a bad thing, because that means something better is, you know, coming. When something ends, there could be a new beginning. You know, that's all this journey, this life that we are making our way through, the path that we are going down, and it's not always straight. It veers. Forks come. You have to make a decision, and you're hoping you make the right one. You hope you are going the right direction. It's something to really think about and to pause, to decide where you're going, what you're doing. Not always rushing to get there, because if you're always rushing and not always thinking things through, you're not always probably going to make the right decision, because you're doing it too quickly and you're not weighing all of the information or the sides to make the correct decision, to make the right decision, the best way that you need to go. And when it comes into many times personal situations or even business situations, you need to tread carefully. You need to take it a step at a time. It's not always jumping in with 2 feet. It's slowly going in. Ecclesiastes 7. Read that. How does it help you? What does it do to build you up as you are growing to be that better person? You know, being better today than yesterday. That's always that goal, is to always be better, to help others be better, to encourage them, to lift them up. I try to do my best because I know what my past is. And a lot of times that's where our past is. Our past can define us in ways, but we choose how it defines us. I mean, my past could have defined me a very different way, but my past has defined me, that I really want to encourage and lift up others to be the best that they can, to do the best they can, to be the best that they can. It's not easy. And I have days that I kind of crash, and that old mind comes back. And it's a hard motivator that day to get things done. Ecclesiastes 7. Read that today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, you can always share this on social media. You can always find me as well and all my other podcasts through my social media at My Buddy Jimmy, as well as my website, mybuddyjimmy.com, or on YouTube at MyBuddyJimmy101. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless. Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon. Catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.